XYBA Podcast.
Hey, it's the XYBA Podcast number 5. I'm joined today with Santana, Grant, and Andy. How's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Hello.
Been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while. It took a month hiatus to work out a better XYBA podcast. That's a lot. We just couldn't get together.
We just took a vacation to Raccoon together.
We just don't know how to get organized. So we'll go ahead and kick it off with the games that we're currently playing. We'll start with Santana since he's the guest today.
I think the only game that I'm really I'm looking forward to, Andy, actually...
You're playing right now.
Oh, that I'm playing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that would actually be the Crackdown. Crackdown is my...
Nice.
Crackdown in Rainbow Six. I know Rainbow Six has been out, Vegas has been out for a while, but just actually been starting to play that for a couple days. Doing all right with that. Enjoying it. Good AI. Good, whatever. Okay.
And to piss off all the PC fans, I'm playing Far Cry, because I got it for $10, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it's old, it's retroing, but it's fun. It's a good game.
I've been playing a lot of games since the last podcast, but right now I'm primarily playing Shivering Isles, Oblivion Expansion, and just started playing the Lord of the Rings Online Beta. Started playing it yesterday, probably put about 20 hours into it so far.
I've been playing new Super Mario Brothers on the DS, which is an old game, but it's pretty fun. Bella had it laying around, so I was like, I'll pick that up, try it out. And it's really hard, but it's Mario, so it's fun. And I also was playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade, off of Xbox Live.
Yeah, I got this.
Nice.
Does yours crash all the time?
No, well, Santana and I just played it once, beat it, and I haven't touched it since.
Right.
I play online, co-op with people, and the two times I did it, it crashed. And, like, we'd start playing well, next thing you know, bam, it just kills everybody off the thing. And I haven't touched it since. Hmm. I think I got, like, one achievement off of it.
But you get that clear wire issue taken care of, or are you...
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I'm on cable now, so... No more clear wire hindering me.
Yeah.
I don't know. The game, I enjoyed it when I was younger, but, and it was definitely worth the, like, $5 or whatever it costs on arcade, because it would have been a lot more than that in quarters just to beat it the one time.
Yeah. I like how they do 19 lives, that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't get any further than when it crashes.
I just kept coming back to life whenever I die.
Yeah. I think it seemed like it did have unlimited, because I was dying all the time.
I don't know. But yeah, there's not a lot of strategy in the game. Just a lot of this.
A lot of
swing at you.
I was wondering if they were going to map the buttons to the triggers, but I guess not. I thought that would have been nice.
Stupid robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one kid was telling me one of the achievements, like when you're in the sewers and that guy's dropping those little mouse robots, if you don't kill him, you just let the robots keep coming, then that unlocks an achievement. I guess get like 100 points up on your thing or something, and that's one of the ways to get it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know there's a hidden one of the secret achievements on it is fall into, you know how...
Three hot times in the manholes?
The manholes, yeah. If you fall through there like 3 or 5 times, you get an achievement. It's worth 0 points, but...
It looks good on your gamer tag.
People say, you suck.
It's good on your resume.
What?
You gotta get a new job.
Yeah, whatever. Alright, I guess we'll move on to... I've been also playing Halo 2 a lot.
Of course,
since
are.
The, you know, some stuff we'll talk about in the news is coming up.
Oh,
if it's in the news.
Yeah, we tried to play that one time with you in Halo 2, and I couldn't remember how to do anything.
No.
Like, jumping or shooting people.
Couldn't hug a wall?
I just started nuking people. It was like, I'm just going to throw grenades everywhere.
I know, for the longest time, too, I kept hitting the right shoulder button to try to reload, and I'm like, this isn't doing anything.
Damn Gears of War.
I'm switching grenades.
But yeah, I'm playing a lot more of it now. It's still got its fun.
You said that there's a lot of the really good players from back in the day don't play anymore, so it's...
Yeah, they're gone. It's like...
Because they're playing Gears of War now.
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's where they're at. I'm like... It used to be like if I was if I was matched up with like other like people at my skill level, it's like I would get smashed. But now I'm like the top person on the. I get the most kills. It's crazy.
You weren't doing that in those couple games that we played.
Most of the time, 80% of the time I'm up.
I mean, I'll say that we were on the bottom. But
yeah, between me and you combined together, we had a total of 10 kills.
Check it out, Bungie.net.
Never heard of it.
All right, let's move on to news.
Bungie. What was that?
News?
What?
All right. Well, first, I'd like to say that I actually listened to one other gaming podcast in the last month.
Who was it?
It was all right.
Now, who was it?
I don't know.
GameSpot?
I don't remember. It's like a guy and a girl. They belong to some place.
Was it Orange?
I don't know. It was okay. But I think that we're okay compared to them. We need better mic situation.
Yeah.
But there's only two of them, so.
After May, that should be worked out. Ashley should be buying me a mixer for my birthday.
Cool. Very good.
Are you going to have all the microphones to go with it, too, then?
You guys got microphones, right? I'll have three mics. I'll just need one more.
I've got lavalier mics. That's all I got.
You have any handhelds?
I think I've got one somewhere.
If not, I'll just go pick up a cheap $50 one. Yeah. That'll work fine.
Yeah. News. Let's see. Do we want to get into the 360 Elite now, or you want to save that?
We'll save that.
That's going to be awesome. PS3 launched in Europe. Not very popular, apparently.
Oh, really? I thought I heard somewhere that there was.
Nope.
That's too bad.
Who'd you hear that from?
Jesus.
Who's your source?
I just make it
up. Some German guy.
Hans.
Sven. Yeah, they didn't sell out pretty much anywhere. Lots of people were like, yeah.
PS3.
What are you looking at?
That's the mixer. That's
a 1204.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Not really a good picture there, but... Alright, back to the news.
I'll check it out.
See if I can get you a low price.
Some of my news is old. Let's see, something new. Gears of War, it's come out that they have 4 new maps that they want to release, but Microsoft wants them to force people to pay for them, but they want to give them for free. Epic wants to give them out for free, but Microsoft is like, no, you must charge for them. And
why?
Microsoft is the publisher. So they have a hand in there.
They're just greedy bastards.
They like money.
They had that stranglehold on Bungie as well, and Bungie went behind their backs and did this thing in Iraq where they brought a bunch of Xbox 360s loaded with Halo 3 on there and let the soldiers play.
Yeah. Killer, man.
Microsoft wasn't too happy.
Yeah.
They were kind of pissed that they went behind their backs and did it, but they...
It was because...
It's for a good cause, man.
Yeah. Well, Bungie was pissed because Microsoft threw the Halo 3 beta... invitation on Crackdown.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And they're like, hey.
Douchebags.
But yeah, so Microsoft is like, Epic, you must make people pay for these extra maps. You already gave 2 away for free. That's enough.
Didn't Discovery Channel pay for those?
Yes.
They weren't free. They got paid.
And also, Microsoft is holding up the Annex game version. That's apparently just certification issues.
Was supposed to come up this Monday.
But it's not. 9th. I expect, another week or two, probably.
Hopefully. New maps. That'll be interesting to see how we respawn.
Oh, Gears? Oof.
Yeah. The new game type that they're releasing is called Annex. It's basically like a King of the Hill. And you can respawn in it.
Cool.
And also
after
the...
15 seconds.
Isn't it like there's a 15-second clock that's constantly running so that everybody spawns at the same time? That's what my understanding
was.
It's
possible. I haven't really looked into it.
Because I figured if they do it that way, that's a good way to prevent people from... Because basically, if you wanted to, you'd send one guy to hold down the King of the Hill, send the other three guys to go kill the people at the spawn. All they have to do is chainsaw everybody who spawned back. But if everybody spawned back at the same time, it'd be a little bit harder to do that. So I think that's what it is. From what I read, that's how I took it. Hmm. But also another cool thing was now you can reserve slots. So that if you do want a friend to jump into your game, you can hold slots.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So you don't have to kick people out anymore.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, can you please, somebody please leave? My friend wants to come in. They're always like, no, I want to play.
Then you have to be the asshole to boot him out.
Yep.
Admin over.
Like, you're out.
There goes your stars. They go down.
But speaking of maps, I know Josh will be excited. 2 new Lost Planet maps are now available.
Yeah. All right. Don't you got to pay for one of them?
I think you have to pay for both of them, but I'm not sure.
Who's going to pay for those? Douchebag game.
I just never got into that game, man. It's too slow for me.
It's too retarded. I hate that game. I haven't beat it, though.
Yeah, Like I said, I still haven't beat it. I haven't played it. I played the multiplayer online, which can be fun, but most of the time it's just like you spawn and you die. Somebody snipes you from like halfway across the map. Fun. Let me see that other screen.
What screen? This?
No.
This?
No.
Hey, weren't this? You talking to also ah. talking about Crackdown might have some new maps coming out or something like that?
Yeah, they're talking about new Crackdown stuff released. They're talking about maybe... There's some people are hoping that they're going to release another island. I don't think that's going to happen. But they're talking about new, like...
Elements.
They still have... Yeah, they still have the achievements that they have to add on.
Yeah,
they're
talking
about
points.
A couple other things, yeah.
And I heard somewhere that initially they wanted to throw in flying vehicles, like helicopters.
Oh,
but
really?
it got scrapped, but they said it's still a possibility to throw it in as a patch. Or downloadable
cool.
content,
yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Be
I
really
thought
cool.
that would have been awesome. Yeah. Jump up and knock somebody out of a
helicopter and jack it.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been awesome. Maybe help find some of those orbs. What do you got, two left?
I've got, I think, seven left.
Wow.
Yeah. Seven green orbs left.
Yeah, I think I've got nine left.
It's rough.
I've been all over the place and I still can't find them, man.
I got like 30 green orbs and then like 40 hidden orbs
hidden
left.
Orbs.
If you get so more air time, you get more of that. Those quotes actually work, like the view from up here. Quotes. Bugs. You know the bugs.
You mean you can't just be standing on the street anymore?
Yeah.
I can see my house from
here. Yeah, exactly.
There it is right there.
Or I'll be swimming in the water. Sometimes he's like, wow, what an ascent. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
He's crazy. He's on drugs.
Is that Mayor West?
Possibly.
I love Taffy.
Oh, the Shadowrun beta's non-disclosure agreement is gone. So now you can actually view people's videos on YouTube and stuff like that without them getting in legal trouble.
Cool.
I've seen a few of the videos. It still looks pretty fun.
Yeah. The more I watch of it, the less I'm excited about it.
See, I've never been like, I've been looking forward to it, but I've never been like, oh, I cannot wait for that. I want to play it. But like I said, you know, it's multiplayer only, and after a while, other people bother me.
That's a really big problem. They have to sell this game for a really low price because.
Yeah.
It's only multiplayer, so if you buy this game and it's not popular, you basically have no game. You're going to be running
sucks.
Around a map by yourself.
Yeah, you got to have campaign. It's just a
simple. Yeah, and I think that's why it's cross-platform, because they're trying to broaden the audience.
Yeah, it's the first cross-platform. I think if they sold it for $40, it could do well.
I'd say 30.
$30 would be even better, but...
$20.
It's not going for the... It will not go below 40.
I heard rumors that
initially.
It might be just a downloadable game, but... That's a rumor that I'm perpetuating.
You're just making up stuff again.
And I heard there will be wizards in it.
There are wizards in it. It's magic and technology combined.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the whole concept of the game.
And the graphics don't look that great. Every screenshot I see of it, I'm like, man, that's so last gen. That looks like Xbox graphics. Getting less excited.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were ever excited about it.
I was looking forward to getting it, but the more that comes out about it, I'm just like, God, what is with me? I got gas.
Burps. Man.
Big time.
That's all that alcohol you were drinking.
Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol.
Vegan alcohol.
Vegan alcohol. Is there such a thing?
I think alcohol is vegan.
I heard there was vegan wine.
Isn't alcohol just vegan?
No, I heard like
there's
a different process.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow they do some kind of filtering process with certain alcohols that's not vegan. Somehow it's
usually
like
my
fat
rum and
filter.
Coke doesn't have animal products.
We strained it through animal fat.
Halo 3, obviously old news by this point, but I figured we should touch on it. Priced. Josh apparently scrounged up $130 somewhere to get his
and Charlie.
Helmet.
Don't leave Charlie out.
And Charlie.
Helmet for what?
Halo 3
helmet.
Box comes with a helmet.
Oh, awesome.
Not actual sizing.
See,
you can't
see?
Get your head
and you know Andy's going to get it. He's
I'm
lying.
Not
going to
get it.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not paying $130 for a $60 game.
I still owe $30 on
can
it.
Can you wear the helmet, though, too?
No.
Apparently cats can.
Cats can wear it.
I think
that's
if
about
you,
how big it is.
Like I think if you carved out the inside, you could, because I think it's a lot of plastic still on the inside. It's
it's made
fits
for like 3-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Put this on.
I don't know. I just can't see, Because I've gotten, you know, Halo 2, I got the limited edition or collector's edition or whatever it was. I've yet to watch those DVDs.
They're interesting. I've watched them.
But that was $10 more. That wasn't double the price plus $10 more.
And what's cool is there, because I always wanted to go back and grab all the cutscenes out of Halo 1 and Halo 2 and just make it into a movie, and they're going to go ahead and do that for you.
Nice. I already have them. I can give them to you.
Theirs is going to be re-rendered with more detail.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do that.
Better lip sync, I think.
No.
It's tumbleweed.
Let's see. What did Grant send me?
Oh, PS3. The folding at home. Hear about that.
What's that?
Apparently with the PS3, you can download this program from Stanford called Folding at Home. Basically, you leave your PS3 on. If it's connected to the internet and you have your PS3, do these calculations to... some huge calculation.
It's what they've been doing with computers for years, where you can hook it up and it'll try to do all this stuff when you're not using it.
Oh,
it uses the calculating product, and then it sends it back to Stanford, and they combine it with everybody else.
Oh, and it's folding proteins. It's helping calculate to figure out how to stop some diseases.
Yeah, it's like, they use it for cancer and AIDS and all kinds of research.
Yeah, they even have like a space research.
Yeah, there's a space one where it monitors the different
waves. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the hell you are talking about, and then like, okay.
Kind of like that, what is it, SATA?
Yeah.
SATA, where you can use your computer to help monitor space or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It helps them out, because when you're not using your computing power, they use it for their program. And then whenever you want to use it, it just stops what it's doing, sends the data that it's compiled off to the main database, and then they combine it with everybody else's.
Hmm. Also, Children of Men on HD DVD.
Doesn't work very well on the Xbox 360. Man, supposedly.
You just stepped on my news. Well, apparently it sold more HD DVDs than any Blu-ray movie has sold on Amazon.com.
Sweet.
But then all the Xbox 360 owners, which was a lot of people.
Not all of them. Only some of them.
Just some of them. Apparently it's not compatible.
What?
But apparently it had problems with some other HD DVD players too. Not just like Xboxes.
Okay.
There were some standalones that it had problems with. So it's something to do with the actual DVD itself.
It's a good movie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's great.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Watch the ping pong.
Haven't seen it yet. Don't ruin it for me.
I got it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right.
I'm going to borrow it today, can I?
Yeah, that's
sweet.
Cool.
When you see the ping pong, start paying attention.
Oh, it's the best scene.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're just going to love that scene. Uncut
awesome.
Car
yeah.
scene.
It's
insane.
One of my friends was telling me the other day, it's one of the longest uncut scenes.
Awesome. Very well done.
In any movie.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's talking about the war scene. Because the war scene's a lot longer than
that
one.
I think that might have been what he was
But it's all
about.
One continuous shot.
One continuous shot, and it's
They do
it's
that
insane.
A few times in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But the car one's better. The car one is more technical.
It's
and
more
you're
revolutionary.
Just, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, wow.
Get a camera
they
in the car, move it around, and then outside the car, and you're just like, one shot.
How the hell they do that?
It was tight.
Nice
dude.
Rig. They got a nice rig on there.
Yeah. It's really tight.
Back to games.
movie podcast next week.
What is Nintendo Museum?
They had a Nintendo Museum in Japan for 6 days, which was pretty cool because Nintendo apparently formed in like 1889.
Nintendo
what?
Did?
Yeah. And it,
1889?
What did they do? What'd they
but
do?
They didn't make games. They made they made games, but not video
games. They were
games.
A street gang.
Yeah, like card games and stuff like that?
Yeah, they made cards.
Like Uno.
Yeah. So they had this museum at in Japan,
games.
Which they should take on tour because I think a lot of people would be interested in at those traveling museum.
They were the original Pokemon card people.
I think so.
Yeah.
They're called Pac-Man though. That was a bad joke. Got some cheap laughs.
That's all we got.
That's all we ever get.
Somebody's cell phone?
Sounded like it.
My
Grant, you want to talk about recoil games?
Not really.
How dare you send me news that you don't want to talk about?
I thought you were doing the news.
No, it's kind of like, you sent it to me today. I didn't really have time to research it.
I didn't really have time to read the article that much, but apparently they're doing kind of a more cinematic experience. Like, I don't know, they're making it, like, you know how Max Payne is kind of like that, you're playing a movie idea?
Yeah.
So they're doing that with more, more PC games now, where it's more cinematic, which is really cool.
The guy, the founder of Recoil Games, kinda he kind of looks like you.
Yeah, kind of looks.
That's why you sent me the link.
I did. It kind of looks like Max Payne. He looks pissed off. Yeah, it's like, kind of like, I don't think it's gonna work. I'm gonna lose my job.
This is old news. Did you ever hear about on the Nintendo DS that a Hannah Montana video game has outsold any PSP game?
No, I never heard that.
Pretty sad.
I don't know what the Hannah Montana game is.
Me neither.
You know who Hannah Montana is?
No.
She's the daughter of a famous country singer, and that's her stage name, Hannah Montana. She has a TV show.
I hope so.
And she's a big with the little kids. So like Tori knows who Hannah Montana is, and apparently her video game is outselling like Grand Theft Auto and stuff. So
Hannah Montana and Dora the Explorer.
What's the concept of the game?
I don't know.
Where's Tori at?
Get her on the line.
I refuse to buy the game for her too. She constantly in the Target is like, I want the Hannah Montana.
Oh, but yeah, what is that? Viva Pinata.
Yeah,
Viva Pinata.
Star Wars.
You know you're playing it.
No,
under a hidden username.
Something you might be interested in is they're doing a Lego version of Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Grant sent it to me and said, make sure you say this for Josh.
And I don't know if it'll be DS.
It's going to be next gen and current gen platforms and the PC.
Which Batman are they going after, though? Dark Knight? Old school Batman with the blue and gray?
That's a good question.
There's a lot of Batman.
The game takes place after a massive exodus out of Arkane Asylum by the most nefarious villains from Batman's rogue gallery.
It's probably trying to include everything.
Yeah.
Should be pretty cool. And it's in Lego.
And it says on here, there's awesome box art.
Awesome box art.
Yeah, check this out.
Box art.
That's why I buy games. Just play my box.
That's not awesome. They lied.
How's it look? Not so great?
Eh.
Yeah.
Ain't bad.
How does the ears work on the Batman guy? Oh, yeah, that looks pretty good. Oh, man, look at those abs.
For our viewers at home,
we'll throw a picture up there. When we post this?
Check out Robin, man.
It'll be in the comments.
They still made him look gay.
Yeah. No one ever wants to be Robin, and they kept with that.
Craziness. Let's move on. Let's get out of the news.
Well, one more thing. You guys know, like, Phil Harrison from PlayStation always makes some crazy, crazy, stupid stuff. Yes. Says stupid things. Well,
he's like us.
Yeah.
Yes.
He went to this Marillion concert. I've never heard of him. But apparently Marillion started doing some little auctionings during, like, the quiet parts of the set, and we're, like, auctioning off t-shirts or something, and Phil Harris was like, hey, I'll auction off a PlayStation 3. The guy was like, cool. So the guy went out there from the band, started auctioning it. Phil Harris took it upon himself to go out on stage and take over while the crowd's waiting for this band to go back to playing. Phil Harrison is harassing them to start making bids, and this one guy, nobody would bid for it, and this one guy was like, I'll pay $600 if it's signed by the band.
Cool. So,
but that's how much the PlayStation 3s go for, so
yeah.
he auctioned it off for the same amount that the guy could have got it for at the store.
He's just trying to get his ass off the stage. Get off the stage!
Basically, they said it was very awkward.
You know that one's going on eBay, too, signed.
Yeah.
He's going to get like $3,000 for it.
Came here for a show.
Yep.
Not to buy a PS3.
I would love it if somebody had footage of that, just to see Phil Harrison up there messing it all up.
Being a dick.
And that Xbox hackers thing was a lie. It's just a rumor.
Just like everything on the internet.
Word. Document. Okay.
All right, let's talk about the 360 Elite.
Oh, yeah. The black version.
The real reason why Eric wouldn't show up anymore.
Yeah. He's the one who harassed us about even posting on the blog.
I know.
So, what are some of the details about the Elite?
What? Details. It's got a 160 gig hard drive.
160? I thought it was 120.
160.
Wow. That's better than
that's pretty good.
I think it's 160.
Street price of 479, right?
Yep, 479.
Still a little high, you think?
Comes out at the end of April. Which is pretty, like, a lot sooner than I thought it was going to be.
No, it is 120. Sorry.
What are the pre-sales looking like? Are they already
I don't know. Some places are taking them. Yeah. Some of them are not taking them. But yeah, it's got a 120 gig hard drive. It's $480. It's got an HDMI port and cable.
Wow.
It's black.
Wow.
Comes with one wireless black controller.
Wow.
And it basically everything on the hard drive is pretty much the same as the other ones. It comes with Hexic HD. It's got some demos. It's got some videos. It also has the composite cables and all that crap.
I don't know anybody who's buying it.
How much are the regular 360s going for now?
$400.
Well, you mean the core or the premium?
The premium.
$400.
So, $80 difference is... Yeah. You think it's worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the extra hard drive.
Yeah, if you don't already have a 360, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. There's no news of what the trade-in value is going to be for your other Xbox. Oh, and it also comes with... This is the weird thing. You told me about how you can transfer your files off of one hard drive to the other. Well, you have to have a special cable. If you buy the Xbox Elite, it comes with that cable. If you buy the 120 gig hard drive, it doesn't. Which is kind of lame.
Yeah, that is lame.
Yeah. Like I said, well, see, there's been a lot of backlash against it, and it seems weird to me, because we've been talking since the beginning that it's stupid that they won't release another bigger hard drive.
Yeah.
And now, basically, they are. But they also have this other version that comes with it. And people are really pissed off about it.
Because they're boning, like, early adapters, big time. If I would have just held out another year, I could have gotten this better Xbox 360.
That's black.
No more looking at Cheeto-colored white controllers. It'll be masked by the blackness. And I'm telling you that me and Charlie talk about it all the time. Their SKUs, it's totally stupid. Now they got three SKUs to choose from when buying an Xbox, and I'm betting they're gonna have a fourth one because they're coming out with that PC TV. And I'm not sure if that's just gonna be a software upgrade or if it's actually gonna be a hardware upgrade, because basically your Xbox is gonna be a cable box, and
just like Max, what is that?
Apple TV.
The Apple TV.
Yeah.
Probably will have a hardware.
Mm-hmm. I'm betting, yeah. So there's going to be a fourth SKU coming out later this year, which is going to be lamer as well.
Well, see, to me, though, it doesn't really matter that much because, well, I don't really care that. Maybe my problem is that HDMI to me is just something I've heard of. I've never actually seen it, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm just like, whatever. Because to me, you know, the hard drive is what we were talking about forever, and that's still available. The hard drive is
$180,
but the 20 gig hard drive is $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for $80 more, you get 100 gig more.
It's less than $1 a gig.
Somebody needs to just be fired at Microsoft. Their pricing is horrible. And I don't think these hard drives are stackable, are they?
Nope.
They should have made a stackable hard drive on there.
That
way, if you wanted to buy that 120 gig and then stack your 20 on top of it, that would have been nice.
Will you be able to daisy chain them together?
No.
And apparently, like
the hard drive has like a little plug on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like the hard drive sits like this. It's got a plug on the bottom that plugs into the top.
And apparently, if you
it's this part right here.
I got you.
When you do the transfer from your 20 gig to the 120 gig, it deletes the information off your 20.
It's not even backed up.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're gonna If you have your old 20 and you have your new 120, it will delete your 120 before it puts anything on there.
Yeah.
It'll dump everything from your 20 on there and then delete your 20.
120.
But that's Microsoft protecting themselves, because if you paid to download a bunch of games and movies and videos and all that stuff,
you can have a friend.
Yeah, you can just take it and give it to a friend, and then they get all that without paying for it.
The bootlegging.
What they should do is, well, I guess...
Which I hear you can actually still do anyways, you just...
With external hard drives?
No, with the 360, you just give somebody else your gamer tag,
have
them log in, like they migrate your account over to theirs, and they can just download everything you've ever downloaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a way around it.
But I don't suggest doing it.
Yes.
I do.
Disclaimer.
Because Shane's always trying to get me to let him do it, and I don't.
and I don't understand why, like, well, I guess FBI I understand. Like, they didn't even throw in the HD DVD drive to it, and I guess what the reason that they didn't is because Microsoft isn't really counting on
Yeah, because they might not win. I mean, the HD, the external HD drive for the 360 has come way down. You can get it for $130 a lot of places.
Oh, really?
And it retails for $200.
And I think, seriously, Microsoft is going for downloadable, and they're not even going with these optical drives. I think that's where I'm with them, too, that the future of movies is going online.
Exactly.
And it's a good deal. And I just recently heard that the guy from Netflix... Yeah, has joined the board at Microsoft.
Well, they got Netflix is actually, I don't know if this has been out there, but there's beta testing at Netflix where you can download movies from them.
To the Xbox?
Well, to your computer now. It might eventually go that way.
Might be their
platform.
That'd
be awesome.
But
that would be awesome.
So they can compete with Blockbuster, who, you know, they do the mail it to you, you can take it to Blockbuster.
Exactly. Right. So they're trying to figure a new way out for themselves to... put them apart from Blockbuster. That'd be an awesome.
Yeah, that's the way it all should go. Have everything integrated that way.
Yeah, and then what's cool is they keep a library of everything. So like, I'm hoping one day they'll come out with movies that you can own instead of just rent. Mm-hmm. But as far as the TV shows, you own those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you get in, if you purchase the HD one, you go over to a friend's house and they have SD, you can re-download the SD version for free.
Nice.
And so it's just on file that you own this particular movie, this one. So hopefully they'll go in that direction. And I guess that's why they never bothered with the HD DVD drive.
I don't know what's going to happen for like folks like Andy who likes to have those DVDs right there.
Physical. Yeah, I don't blame him. I kind of like
He's got a great collection at the house.
I like looking at him when I'm on the toilet. I read the back of the box.
It tells me stuff. I look for something bright when I'm like, what should I watch? What is bright and colorful? That one.
Look at that vibrant cover.
Yeah, and I get it, like, when I go to Slashdot a lot, and a lot of the, when there's discussions about who's winning the HD war, I'll always mention that downloadable content's going to win. A lot of people are like, no, it's never going to win. Downloadable content never be that popular, and I remind them, look at iTunes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People have forgotten to look at CDs now.
Yep. Go flash forward to, you know. 2 or 3 years from now, I guarantee you it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
because people always try to use the thing like books. E-books never caught on. Well, it sucks trying to read a book on your computer.
PDF.
But if you
but
have
listening to music on your computer or watching a movie on your computer is just the same as its original format. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
And having the Xbox be the gateway to your TV makes it even more enticing.
Yeah, yeah it does.
But yeah, I'm not too happy about the SKUs.
See, to me, I don't care. I'm just like, eh.
Well, another thing I hate is now they should just drop that core. It's just like
they want to leave it out there for casual gamers or kids who convince their parents to only spend $300 and then they'll weasel the extra bits out as time goes on.
Yep, exactly.
Well, what happens is
they'll be like, "Mom, I need more hard drive space." Yeah.
Yep.
It's just like it feels like it's limiting the game developers that like you have to design your game to work on a system that has.
I don't think
drive.
Anybody designs their game to work on the core.
I hope not, because it's stupid.
I mean, there's so many games nowadays where the first day it's out, there's a patch for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a hard drive, you don't get the patch. And you know, most of the save games nowadays, that's why they had to increase the memory card because they were getting too big. If I look at my memory, I have. You know, one game might have a couple of megs in save games. So, I don't think really... the core to game developers is a non-issue. They know it exists. They don't really plan anything about it. My opinion.
Backed up by zero facts.
That's right. Logic.
Logic is his fact.
So what else you got?
We're done with the 360 Elite. We're like, that's done.
I got nothing for it.
I'm just saying, to me it's ridiculous that people get so mad about it, like you, when people
ridiculous job.
Like you were complaining for months that they wouldn't release a bigger hard drive.
Yeah, I'm just glad they got the hard drive out now.
So would you be happier if they had released another SKU with the bigger hard drive but no HDMI?
Well, the thing is everybody's doing this. Like, Nintendo Wii is supposed to come out another Nintendo later on this year that has a DVD player in it. Because right now it doesn't play DVDs.
Right.
And so they're going to release another one that does. And then you know PlayStation 3 is going to come out with something new. They always do. They come out with a smaller, slimmer system.
I mean, you have to remember it. It's all about money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the customers.
Nope.
No support for the fans.
No, the fans are always going to buy. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what's sad.
Their support when you pay for it.
But yeah, I don't know anybody who's going to get it. Everybody online's talking about they're not going to get it.
Really?
Yeah, even for the HDMI, people, even on Xbox, like the guy who helps run Xbox Live, he was saying there's no big difference in the HDMI with the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think a lot of people are going to rush out and get the Elite. Like, if you don't have a 360 already and you're planning on getting one,
right,
then get one.
It's a better
deal.
That
makes sense.
That's what I'll probably wind up doing, seeing how I have one.
Right, I
got Andy's. What do I need it for?
But I think a lot of people are going to go out and get the 120 gig hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I may eventually do. Right now, I just delete a lot of stuff whenever I need to download big demos and stuff.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Tumbleweed.
Gnarly.
Cowabunga. Let's talk about the Xbox Live Vision camera.
Have you experienced that yet, Josh?
Yeah.
You gotta come over.
I thought they were expensive, but I saw like at Target they're only like $40.
I got mine for like $20.
Wow.
That's why I got it, because I found it for like half price, so I was like,
so how does it actually integrate into the games?
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Really, I got it just to play with and experiment with it and see what it was like. There are some games that you can use it as your live, like Uno and games like that, you can use it as like your live picture.
Card games, basically.
Yeah, like social games like that. We used it in
Rainbow Six
Vegas. You can map your face
onto your character. It's awesome.
Does it look good or does it look like
crap? Your face looks awesome, but they give you this receding hairline that's just
it doesn't matter what your hair looks like, it cuts it off.
I gotta check that out.
Like Robocop. Santana had his eyes open strangely when he was taking his picture. Like, he opened them real wide, so his character always looks surprised.
What's going on?
I felt like a retard, though, when I first got in. I was like, how can I get my face on? Because I had already played Rainbow Six. I already beat the game. I know you could do that on it. But when I plug it in, and, like, the manual's just like, you can map your face onto your character. But it doesn't say anything else.
The good old manual you complained about.
No instructions at
all. I'm on there, and I'm like, I know it had an option somewhere, and I can't figure it out, and it turns out you have to recreate your character from scratch to do it. Mm. Which I thought erased some of my stats, but I don't think it did when I finally got done with it. But I still felt like a retard because I couldn't get to do it for a long time because I didn't figure out there were sliders to make it brighter.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just kept taking this dark picture no matter how much light was on. And then it would spend like 5 minutes trying to recreate my face, and it'd be like, can't do it, take another picture.
So what'd you have to do, like turn around in the room while it did
it? You take one picture of the front of your face and one picture of the side of your face.
Your profile in it.
Oh, so it'll just match up.
Yeah.
So if you got a big old scar on this side of your face, you'll never see it.
Exactly.
You can see it in front.
So what about as far as, like, do other people see that mapped face?
Yes. When you're playing online, correct?
Yeah.
Only online, it's not. Like, when I'm playing the actual gameplay for the story mode, I don't get to use that character.
But when we play, like, co-op...
Uh-huh.
Well, it's weird, because when we play co-op on the same box, only one of us can have the map face.
Yeah. That's weird.
So, if I'm signed in on my profile.
Yeah, it's whoever, like, was using their person last, basically.
So have you guys run into anybody who's like got a cock for a face?
You know what's gonna happen.
That would be hilarious.
Cocks and buttholes.
What the hell is that, man?
I think if it doesn't match a certain criteria, it just kicks it back out.
So if you drew some eyeballs on your ass?
I've read some people who are trying to do different things and they couldn't get it to work.
The size of your head.
But like, he was thinking about trying to shoot Buster and trying to put it on.
That'd be awesome.
That's Santana's dog, for those of you at home who don't know.
I thought that was the name of your penis.
Buster.
But yeah, and the other thing is you can take a picture for your gamer profile picture. But it's not your gamer profile picture, it's your personal profile picture, which only your friends can see when they're on Xbox Live, not Xbox.com or anything like that.
And I see why they did that.
I understand. They're protecting people from... Cause cock and balls. That everywhere. One you can definitely... a picture of anything and just be like, there you go.
Cock and balls for everybody.
Cock and balls to the rescue.
I wonder if that's going to... If they do it just like, you know, with MySpace, do they have to approve your picture before you get to put it up, post it up, or something like that?
Yeah.
Nope.
That'd be a lot of monitoring and manpower.
You can just click it. It's on there. One thing that's weird, though, is you can only take one picture for your personal picture. If you take another picture, it deletes the picture you have on there.
So if that one sucks afterwards, you're like, damn, that was a good one beforehand.
You can't even save it on the hard drive or anything like that?
Well, I mean, that's where it's saved at, but it only has one space. Per profile.
Gotcha.
Because I used yours and took a picture of your dog for yours just to mess with it to see if it would delete it or not. But yeah, overall, entertaining but useless.
Yeah. Are they going to come out with any games for it?
I don't know. They talk about it, but I haven't really.
What kind of games would you be able to, you know?
Well, there's some like...
PlayStation did one.
Yeah, they did like an eye vision.
Yeah.
It's like a motion detector.
You'd be grabbing stuff out of the air, so it'd detect, like, it would show you in one side, and on the other side there would be, like, apples dropping, and you'd be grabbing
you gotta grab. That's exciting
that's
stuff.
Awesome, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, it looked like fun. Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I wouldn't get it at full price, but when I found it for $20, I was like, I'll play with it. See what it's like.
It's got good picture quality.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I saw a demo of it, and I was quite surprised. It's not, like, cheap 640 by 480. No. It's, like,
yeah, it's pretty decent nice quality. You can control, like, it's got focus ring on it and all that stuff.
It's 13 megapixels, right? HD?
No. Not that good.
A $40 HD camera, right there. Just gotta lug the Xbox around with it. Rock Band, we could talk about that.
Yeah.
It's
we haven't even talked about
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, yes. When's it coming out?
Came out last week.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Tuesday, wasn't it?
Tuesday, yeah.
And it's like $90 or something like that.
Yeah. And apparently there's like a.
Is it a wireless guitar?
No.
Online play?
No.
No.
Damn it.
So it's just Guitar Hero.
These are great ideas. They need to listen to your customers.
Well, they are planning on coming out with a wireless guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Hopefully.
It just doesn't come out.
That way you can jump off your couch and look cool.
And there's already problems.
Power slide.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, sling it around your shoulder and catch it on the rebound.
Great idea.
That's just good. Fly through to somebody's window. They learn from the Wii.
Well, you got the strap on.
There was a wrist strap.
But nobody's not going to be faulty, using it.
Yeah, with a safety harness attached to your balls.
Don't put it past people to be stupid, Josh.
Charlie got it, and he's loving it.
Oh, it's great, man. You know, when we were playing it on PS2.
I just cannot believe there's no online play.
I can't believe that you were complaining about the price when you're paying $130 for Halo 3 with a helmet that you can't wear.
That's worth it. Yeah. That is worth it. I think it's even got a reflecting visor on it.
Crotch helmet.
Yeah, if you check the site, I put a link on there for a deal where you get Guitar Hero 2 and 1,600 Microsoft points.
That's a good fucking deal.
$20.
Yeah.
So
for how much?
It's a
regular price. They just
it's
throw
$90, but you get the 1,600 points, which is $20 value for free.
Cool. That's pretty good.
So that's
Circuit City, I think.
They had there's complaints about people's guitars messing up. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like they have different people manufacturing them, and they're manufactured differently. Like there's a man. There's like a looks like a Ethernet plug on the guitar, which people are assuming is going to be for like a wah-wah pedal or something, or an extension something.
That's a good idea.
And if you look at them, it's in different areas depending on who manufactured it. And apparently, the whammy bar isn't working on some of them.
Yeah, well, Red Octane, the creators of the game, also say that a lot of the problems might be that people are messing with the buttons and stuff when you first turn it on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know that messes up anything that you plug into your, like if you're having one of the buttons held down when you first turn on your Xbox, it'll screw it up.
Oh, really?
You gotta go home and try that.
Or if you have a controller laying on the ground like face down so one of the analog sticks is pushed in a different direction, it messes it up.
Okay. Previous anger.
So they just basically say, unplug it, plug it back in and don't be pushing any buttons or the whammy bar when you're plugging it back in.
And watch your sweet picking.
But apparently they're also teaming up with EA and MTV to make another game called Rock Band, which you'll be able to still use the same guitar, but there's going to be a drum kit and a microphone.
Very cool.
That is awesome.
And it's online, so you can have a band with other people.
Collaborate.
Yeah. Collaborate.
I'm kind of curious. I'll buy the drum kit. I'd like to see what that's like.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see the people that do the virtual band and then form a real band after that. Yeah.
It's like, why don't we get real instruments? We're so good together.
Where's the 5 buttons on this guitar?
We're going on tour.
That'd be pretty cool.
Everybody gonna happen. Yeah, it's probably gonna happen.
Just take the Xbox and all the controllers to the
guitar hero, an arcade or something like that. You know how they have Dance Dance Revolution.
Because that'd be fucking awesome.
Good idea.
A projector.
It's happening.
Especially with Rock Band.
When I start my bar, my Xbox 360 bar, where you're gonna be able to play Xbox all day.
I thought you were gonna say where you can play the PlayStation and Wii.
No. It'd be Xbox 360. Definitely would have some Guitar Hero setups there. I think that'd be fun especially when you're drunk.
A bunch of different guitars, you know.
No slamming the guitars.
Yeah. You'll break it, you buy it.
You could also bring your own controllers into if you wanted.
Have a metal version, so it's really tough. Die-cast guitars.
Charlie sent me this link of somebody who took the Halo theme song. Have you seen it? The Halo 2 theme song, because it's got a mean guitar solo on there, and mapped it so that all the things, and he's playing along with it. It's pretty tight. And it was, they had this thing like on like extreme setting, because he had to mash like 3 buttons at a time, and he's just like going up and down the scale so fast. It was insane.
Have you seen the guys that like mod their guitars? Like they'll make a plywood version or something like that, and take the electronics out of their Guitar Hero guitars, and they'll make these like real looking guitars.
Nice,
it's cool.
Like some nice flying V's.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, if you do a search on the internet, you'll find it.
Weren't you the one who was telling me that they were gonna have the flying V for the 360?
Well, I saw they have some other versions out, like on the PlayStation 2, like that aren't like the regular black. They're actually designed and look really nice.
Explorer. Yeah,
that's nice.
Very cool.
I'd like to see like a flying V or something in there.
V's are great.
Get some like nice heavy metal looking guitars in there.
Yeah.
Get an acoustic looking one. Have it all bulky.
The John Mayer version.
Yeah, the John Mayer sign.
Yeah, I hear the game's fun. I've never actually played it. So.
You should. It's very fun.
I think Ashley's getting it for my birthday, so.
Sweet.
She's getting you a lot of stuff, apparently.
Oh, the weird thing is I've never seen a spare guitar yet. It's always just the guitar and the game, but no spare guitars yet.
They had it for the 360, though, didn't they? Or for the PS2, because Dave had the extra guitar.
Yeah, you could buy a spare guitars and for the PlayStation 2, so I don't know where the spare guitars are for the 360.
Well, I mean, it did just come out less than a week ago.
They're not going to... What if somebody wanted 2 guitars?
Exactly. Yeah.
Since there's no online play, you want to do
exactly,
the 2-player.
There's 2-player. I mean, you got...
What do you got for that,
lead,
Andy?
Lead and little,
like I said, I've never played the game, so I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Or even talking.
That's what I do.
A rebuttal.
Yeah, I got your rebuttal right here.
Rebuttal.
Yeah, I haven't been in a gaming store this week, so I don't know what it looks like. I've just seen this picture.
So how many guitars do they have now for the... Guitar Hero. Like, they have the Explorer coming out. Do they have, what shapes do they have right now?
On the PlayStation 2, they have, I've seen at least 3. There's the regular one that comes with it.
Right.
And then they got some other ones that are, they're not just black. They got them, like, designed.
Oh, cool.
Like, red, like, they make them look realistic and stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you just went to, I think I saw them at Target.com.
Sweet.
Definitely would like to see some of those modern ones that you were talking about, because
it
is a little bit small.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. It's like, but these are people just making their own. It's pretty neat. They just kind of cut them out. Oh, yeah, they do have a flying V.
Yeah, there's a V for the PlayStation 2.
Nice.
Yeah, so they got them all different designs. Hey, look at that.
Red, white, and blue.
And they're only $15.
What?
Are those just the skins?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Just skins. All
right. Yeah, Josh, there's extra.
That's like an SG.
Guitars for the 360 available.
There are?
Yeah.
Where do you find that at?
Where they run?
Amazon.
What do they look like?
Amazon.com.
$73.
Shut up.
Just for the guitar itself?
Jesus.
Looks like they only have 2, though, so I don't know.
Man, the game's hours. $90 itself.
Yeah. I guess you're just paying for the guitar.
I could talk right into the mic too if this wasn't 10 feet above my head.
You know the metric system or something? How's that 10 feet above your head?
Feet is not metric.
It'd be only, you know, really worth just to buy two games.
Yeah.
You could sell the other one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Get your money back. Say, damn, this game cost me $90.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to you for 80.
Yeah, I think these extra controllers on here are just people selling them.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Douchebags.
You don't have a license for that.
All right, want to move on to games you're looking forward to?
Mine would be, Mass Effect.
Effects. Yeah.
That comes out in June, too, right?
Andy showed beginning me of June. The trailer the other day, and I was like, jeez,
looks badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that will give me something to do when I'm in Pennsylvania visiting my parents.
Spending quality time with them.
Bring me some more Cheetos. I don't like Cheetos. Wheat Thins.
So what are you doing, son? Just playing some Mass Effects. Yeah, check out the lip sync on this thing.
That's right.
But Bungie was talking about their lip sync is supposed to be insanely good as well. Two new maps coming out for Halo 2, April 17th. Be there. Be so square.
That makes three things coming out for the Xbox this month, other than the Elite.
I'd give you guys some Wii news, but
no one cares.
Eric said he's no longer joining us. So, if anybody wants to help be our Wii.
Let me see if I can find anything real quick that's important about the Wii.
Any idea on the release date for Halo 3? Is it confirmed?
Fall 2007.
Nice.
That's a long time.
Yeah. The Wii actually has the best games coming out this month, because 360 has Guitar Hero 2 and a fishing game.
Ooh, nice.
Fishing. And the PS3 has two ports from the 360. And that's it. So the Wii had their Super Paper Mario, which apparently the kids like.
What about for that fishing game, can you use the guitar controller for it?
It's a good idea. Ooh, I caught me a bass.
Scarface is coming to the Wii.
I never understood fishing games.
Interesting. Will it be using the Wiimote?
I don't know. The quote is, "I am amazed we're allowed to make a game like this for the Nintendo Wii."
Say Brothers in Arms coming out for the Wii.
They can have a little say hello to my little friend scene where you come out with the little Wii controller.
Fans apparently complaining that the Wii still not playing online.
It's the Wii. It's not built for that. You at least got the Weather Channel.
Vote on stuff. Oh, yeah. I've been seeing this article around different places. PC companies are saying the days of the consoles are numbered.
What? No.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
What's their, what are they backing it up with? I mean, it's like, making a, you know,
they're
I'm
just, a PC blank statement here. Saying, just yeah, like, you know, because the computer can be upgraded so much, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever.
See, the problem is it costs a lot of money.
Yeah,
it messes up your system. Because my computer's getting to the edge of where any games are. Like, when I was looking at some games a few weeks ago, I was like, I don't know if my system can run this. And I went home and I was like, it could. But it was right at the recommended
threshold.
Nice 600x400 resolution.
Yep. So that's why I like the console, because you don't have to worry about it screwing up your system or having to upgrade it.
See, I'm a PC fan, and I still don't believe that. It's just one of those things where it's like consoles are just convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll last you five to seven years.
Yeah, you can't take your PC to someone's house, you know, and crank it up and just...
You can't sit there and play a video game on the couch like you can with your...
Yeah, you're sitting in your chair, it's going like this.
Well, with Vista you can, because you can use your Xbox 360 controller with it.
Which is a great idea.
Which basically just turns it into an Xbox 360.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a long-time PC fan, and I always play games on the PC, but lately it's just like PCs for my more work stuff, and then the 360s for playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or watching movies.
Yeah, I don't think their days are numbered.
The sucky thing, though, is consoles are turning more into PCs. Got fucking patches coming out for them now.
Well, you're going to have that anytime you have the online capability. Then people are going to be like, we can get this out the door right now and make some money. And those problems that we're having, we'll fix those later.
Right.
Yeah, we'll send you a patch.
Plus, everything's going multiplayer, stuff like that.
The good old co-op.
Yeah.
Yep. People don't like to have a long single-player game anymore for some reason.
Why wouldn't you can play with a friend?
Yeah. I love the co-op.
Well, I mean, they're not long games overall.
Right, yeah.
But even the ones that are single-player, they're starting to bring down a lot of the game, the playing time. They're like, finish it, beat it, buy our next game. Mm.
Well, it seems like also that the new direction they're taking is trying to stretch out the longevity of a game. Because, like, look at Gears of War. They're trying to keep it in the it, like keep it fresh by throwing out new content every so often.
I still haven't played it since February.
After we got our asses handed in.
We tried to play that other day, but then it locked up, and I was like, yeah, screw this.
Me and Santana played the other day.
I know, that was the same river that day, because we were all about to jump in a game, and the system locked up or something happened, and I was just like, screw this. I'm out. That was after the horrible Halo 2 experience.
Gears is definitely my favorite online game compared to anything else out there right now. I used to like playing a lot of Battlefields, but Gears is it for me, man.
It's pretty revolutionary.
Yeah. We all getting back on when the new maps come out?
Oh, definitely.
Or when that Annex shit comes out?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get Grand over.
That'd be cool. Annex. I love that game.
Because I can have him on as a guest, can I?
On Gears?
Yes.
Yeah, because we won't be doing ranks, though.
Yeah. Cool.
I hope you like a SD TV fading. Our TV's dying, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can put him on the Hello Kitty TV that you got.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
He brings that over to the house. When we're playing at the house, we're having a little party over there. He'll bring the Hello Kitty TV.
Back in the Halo Land days.
Yeah.
Nice. Hello Kitty. I'll do a quick little blurb about Lord of the Ring Online since it's in beta right now. It comes out at the end of the month. If you like the multi-user games, I mean, it's pretty similar to World of Warcraft, stuff like that. But yeah, if you're interested in those, I definitely recommend checking out the beta, because you can get on it from now pretty much until the game ships. So you can check it out. You can only go up to level 15 on the beta. But they're doing a kind of cool thing that if you get it beta and you pre-order it before it comes out, you can keep your character, and also you pay less monthly fees.
And I expect it has some pretty low PC specs, right, to get on system requirements.
I think so. They don't really look at them,
because they want to make as many people get on as possible.
Yeah,
like World of Warcraft.
But yeah, I mean, it's got your typical, you know, you can be Lord of the Rings races, dwarves, hobbits, elves, humans. You can also play monsters, which is weird. Once you get to 10th level, you can
be a troll or something.
Yeah, there's like this shrine that you go to, and then you have a monster character and your regular character. Although my monster character started out at level 50, so I don't know if that happens all the time or if they're just doing that for the beta.
So who's their enemy? Like billy goats? Who? If you're a troll?
No.
Billy
goats. Elves.
Gotta go guard a bridge.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. I played it a lot yesterday and today. Probably play it until it comes out. I haven't decided if I'm going to buy it yet or not, though.
Clip, clop, clip, clop?
No. And it's got the crafting and all that junk. Although hobbits apparently are gay.
Oh, really?
Gay hobbits?
Well, their quests are gay. I'm playing a dwarf.
You mean gay as in lame or gay as in homosexual?
Gay as in lame.
Yeah.
The quest for second breakfast.
Yes. Stuff like that. Because, like, my character's a dwarf. So his beginning quests are like, kill these things, kill those things. Then I adventured out of dwarf land into the hobbits to live next to the dwarves in the game. So I went into their lands. Their quests are like, take this pie to that person and don't let any hungry hobbits get in the way.
Oh, jeez.
So when you see a hungry hobbit, you're carrying this big pie, you gotta be like, oh, get away from me.
Exciting.
Set fire to the Keebler Elves trees.
What is that?
It's a retractable Wiimote strap. Ooh.
So now you can actually throw it, and it comes back to you.
Yep. It's pretty nice looking.
Pretty cool.
Only $6.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't work.
Anybody got any rants they want to do? Rant about whatever?
I think I've put all my rants into whatever we were just doing.
Yeah, mine too. My rant's the skews. Tired of the skews.
I'm pretty content right now.
June should be good, though. Mass Effect and The Darkness.
Oh, that's right. The Darkness.
Charlie, what's that about?
Charlie Murphy.
It's,
Charlie Murphy.
From what I've seen, it's this guy who's part of the Mafia or something like that.
He's a hitman for the Mafia.
Hitman for the Mafia, and they come after him, cap him or something like that, and he comes back in a demon form.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's got these really cool arms that extract out with, like, snakes and shit that go around corners. And he's also get to use guns. And, yeah, it's a first-person, right? Is that
the correct first-person shooter.
First-person shooter, so looks pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, there's some trailers for it out there. BioShock's also looking pretty good. They've been releasing a lot of weird videos for that lately.
Yeah, it looks like a tight game. I don't know why they're calling it a first-person shooter, just because it's in first-person and you have a gun. Looks more like a...
That's what...
Yeah, but
by definition.
But also, when you talk about first-person shooter, it's more... There's a lot more action. This game seems like more like... A lot more like puzzle-solving and detective work.
Yeah.
So it's like a detective game, but in first-person view.
First-person mist.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. All I know is there's some kind of weird robot-like thing that drills through a guy's hand.
Ooh.
The water effects on that thing look insane. Like the guy walks under a waterfall and it bounces right off of his back. Mm-hmm. That's pretty hard to do.
And there's creepy children in it. Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like children at all.
I know. I've been to your house.
All children are creepy.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
Give out some shout-outs. Shout-out to Ashley.
Shout-out to Stacy.
Shout-out to your mom.
Thanks for Santana coming in today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And thanks to Grant for writing the intro and outro music. We'll no longer be stealing music and putting it on there. It's no more Rick Ross. Rick Ross. He's hustling.
The hustling.
He also pushes it. Pushes it real hard.
Your MySpace problem.
Do that. Everybody's MySpace always playing some song and like I'll forget about it. And then I'll go to there like,
your phone's going off.
Yep, it's somebody calling saying, get off the podcast.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get to another one in the next 2 weeks.
Music playing right now?
Yeah, music playing right now.
So we're like rambling.
It should be like...
I think we're doing that part of our podcast. We're just rambling on. And music playing. And people are like, get here.
How many viewers do you have
now? Like 3.
Sweet. No. I think Mike Anderson listens to it. 4.
Yeah. Mike Anderson.
Will.
Another friend of mine, Mike Proline, listens to it. So this is great.
Josh, this was really hard to put marketing on.
Yeah, I purposely haven't like bought a domain name for it. I was like, it's gonna crank collapse in 2 months.
You should actually keep it though, because it's a good domain name. Somebody else can come pick it up and sell it.
Yeah.
Thank you.